Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I mean, the Opera Group.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Does pride itself in engaging emerging composers and giving young composers the chance to write opera. I think so much the problem with opera is that it's this seen as this huge thing. You know, often I speak to composers and they say, "Well, I mean, I'm waiting to write my big masterpiece," and I try to say to them, "No, don't just start writing. Just do something.
You need to practice. You need to get things out there as well." I mean, it's the big problem I see with contemporary classical music is, I mean, it's a major issue, in fact, is that there just aren't enough performances, and especially for younger composers, they'll get something performed once and then they kind of almost be satisfied with that, and it's absolutely madness.
Laura, as a commentator on both what we might call classical music and contemporary classical music, do you see a change in the audiences? I mean, do you think that people are discovering new work as much as they should be or want to, or do you think there is still a great, as it were, barrier, if you call it that?
I think there are definitely new audiences for this kind of work, and you can really see the scene flourishing in London. I think now that you can do so much at home through the internet, you can now kind of sit in your pyjamas with a big packet of crisps on your lap and watch fantastic performances live, screened from opera houses and concert halls from around the world. I think because of that, people are now demanding more from their live experiences, and they want something that they can't replicate at home. So I think a consequence of that is that people have to think a lot more about programming, and I think that's the kind of most important thing that I've seen over the last few years, is not necessarily this kind of idea of new settings for classical music. That's one aspect of it, and one that everyone's got excited about, because it's suddenly kind of classical music in club settings or operas in strange